When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the dark side of social media. A lot of good stuff on social media, but inciting violence on TikTok. Apparently a new TikTok challenge calling for school shootings today. John Rash, the Rash Report, brings us up to speed. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, what's the latest? What do you know?
That I think, first of all, you make the key point that social media is a tool, and like a hammer, it can be used to be built to build, or it can be used to destroy. And unfortunately, too many cases, and often we're talking about Facebook or Twitter in this example, but now TikTok, it can be turned in a negative direction. And this appears to be the case with this latest TikTok challenge. And you know, while the three of them, none of them that have kind of come to light since the beginning of the school year, have been good, they've ramped up in terms of their aggression to, of course, as you just described to the listeners, the exceedingly dangerous element that's involved on December 17th today. So, you know, I think that each school board, each state has to deal with this differently. But I think that TikTok has to deal with this as well. And I think that there will be rising cries for them to be more aggressive in content, the same way that there have been calls on Capitol Hill and throughout the country for Facebook to be more aggressive in policing their content in terms of disinformation or how it can be used even in criminal activity or certainly to rile up one group against another. So this is something that is quite alarming. School officials do need to take it seriously, but I think also, especially the social media company needs to take it seriously as well.
Yeah, and I wonder with these automated platforms, Facebook, Twitter, all of them, you know, could they even hire enough people to go in and do moderation and to weed out these horrific, you know, incitements to violence? You know, can algorithms weed out the bad players? I don't pretend to know, but I guess where my head goes today, John, is if you see something, say something. If you know something, make sure that local law enforcement knows exactly what you know. And again, go with your spidey sense if you know of any possible violence today directed towards schools or anywhere else. Hey, I have a Peloton, and I'm afraid to get on it, which is pretty stupid. But talk about the ups and downs. Poor Peloton. They're having a rough week, huh?
They had a great year, a rough week. They sold an extraordinary number of bikes and other exercise equipment because of the pandemic and so many people at home, and they were one of the companies that really seized on that marketing opportunity. But this week, in a HBO reboot of Sex and the City, they had a widely known character played by Chris Noth, who in the show dies after riding his Peloton. Peloton responded quickly, as marketers often don't do, and came out very soon, within a day or so, of an ad that had Chris Noth in it, and it went viral, and they responded to it, considered quite clever by many viewers and certainly many advertising professionals in observing how adept Peloton was. And then, of course, in the last 48 hours, there have been allegations of two times where Chris Noth has been accused of sexual assault. The ad has immediately been pulled and won't be seen, but of course, viral versions still exist. So it shows the challenges and then the changes that can make responding so quick to a controversy a really risky thing to do. And so Peloton probably wishes they weren't in the headlines in any way, shape, or form at this point and can go back to selling stationary bikes.
Yeah, really. Hey, I know you're on the editorial board at Star Tribune. You're writing a column in tomorrow's paper. I don't know your experience as an ad guy at Campbell Mithun. You've lived in this world. What advice would you have for executives at Peloton? Do you engage? Do you get down? You know, it's kind of a food fight now. Or should they have stayed above the fray and not engaged and just continue to do what they do?
I think that they were within their rights and within their marketing responsibility, in a way, to respond to something. When you see in a fictional show someone using your product and passing away, you want to respond to it. And instead of complaining about it and just bringing light to what happened, they cleverly turned the communication around at the beginning. Mm-hmm. They did not know, could not anticipate that these charges against Chris Noth would come out. And they did the right thing in terms of pulling that ad as well. And just interestingly, Paul, this is not the only time that a Peloton ad has become controversial. If you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, there was one with a young woman who was already, you know, very, very fit, but had been given a Peloton by her husband to get more fit. And that caused quite a lot of controversy as well when that first ad came out. So, you know, they've ended up in the headlines for positive and negative reasons. And the last year, it certainly hasn't hurt sales in general, because it's been a very good year for them as a corporation.
John, last question. There's that old adage, no such thing as bad PR, right? If you get your name out there, that's a win. That's an impression. Is that wrong?
In many cases, absolutely. I think that that's taken too far. You know, if there are some stars, as an example, who court controversy as part of their public image, they may feel that way. But I think it's much better to be below the fray unless you know, as an individual or an institution, you can come out with a positive image on the communication that you proffer.
Be looking for your column in tomorrow's Star Tribune. John Rash, thank you. Appreciate the update. Happy Friday.
You too.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.